Boy, this was... I wonder if they had enough milk crates to go around. Fauci was interviewed by Stephanopoulos. Quick, get another phone book for these fucking midgets. Jesus. Fauci should have been on Stephanopoulos' shoulders. It had McGruff the crime dog overcoat. It fits them both. Fauci was trying to sneak into the movies again. He was on Stephanopoulos' shoulders. But they had no pants on anyway, gang. It's some things you can't pass up on. They pop into your head and you let it rip. Fauci spoke with ABC News' anchor George Snuffleupagus on this week, addressing the measures that were already being taken, such as travel restrictions, and how effective he expected them to be. This fucking asshole. This asshole. Should we play the clip? I got to dig it up. Doesn't matter. He's a fucking liar. Fauci went on to say that experts and scientists should be using the time such delays could buy them to study the new variant of the virus as closely as possible. Well, he seems to know a whole lot about it for something that hasn't been studied. Is that what a so-called top doctor? Is that what science himself would do? Go out there and run his fat fucking yap about something he knows nothing about because it's too new to know anything about? Unless it's not too new. Unless it's fabricated. They seem to know a lot about this for something that just came out. Oh, my God. They know it's going to wipe out the fucking world. Let's lock down the entire world. A handful of cases. It's so deadly. Who's died from it?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Let's ask the FDA. Hey, since this is about science, can we see the science on this variant or any other variant? On the Delta variant? Can we see the science on the Delta variant? Can we see the science you have put together on these jabs? On what happened when these jabs were being supposedly tested before they became public? An emergency use authorization. Can we see that science, please? And Fauci says he is science. So let's ask Fauci, can we see that science, please? Oh, yeah, you can see it in 55 years. That's what they told folks in Freedom of Information Act request. Seeking intelligence from Pfizer and Moderna on their clinical trials. You can see them in 55 years. Oh, what is this, the fucking JFK assassination?
You fucked up! You trusted us.
Exactly. Now, Fauci seems to know a whole hell of a lot about this after a couple days. But then again, we said on here, and if you paid attention, they were going to roll out the blob variant, and they've done it. They got everybody ginned up. Everybody's playing a role, including the idiots in Africa. The so-called doctors in South Africa that discovered this. You think they're legitimate? You could bribe these people for a fucking cupcake. Have you been to Africa? Have you seen? It's unbelievable. There's not one fucking person in Africa worried about this bullshit variant. They're worried about where the next bowl of rice is coming from and if it's coming at all. And we're right back to where we started from March 2020, when the press is asking this idiot liar, throwing him softballs, what's going to happen next, Dr. Fauci? We're so scared. And Fauci's sitting there with a shit-eating grin. And what does he always say?
We just really need to, as I've said so often, prepare for the worst. It may not be we're going to have to go the route people are saying.
Which fucking definitely means they are going to go the route. Whenever he says we don't have to go the route, they are. The fucking Biden administration and the FDA and the CDC said just a week ago, no more lockdowns. When I heard that come from the White House, I said, oh, we're fucked. I told my family at dinner. I say, you know, if we're planning on going somewhere in 2022, we should do it in December. And we should stay in the state of Pennsylvania. If you want to go take a vacation somewhere, it's got to be in Pennsylvania, and it's got to be in the next couple weeks. And I said, what the hell are you talking about? I said, trust me. I know what I'm talking about. So my wife has been looking for places to go. And that's slim pickings, but just a day or so ago, she said, how did you know? I said, it's just a feeling. And then intel starts coming in from other people, of course. It continues to come in. We had a top FDA official, can't say more than that, and we'll debrief you on what that individual had to say on the next hot wire as we develop it. Other information is coming in from other places, and it should be a lively hot wire, including what we were going to originally talk about on hot wire, which is unbelievable in itself. Whew. I need a drink. God damn. Charade you are is right. A big man, pig man. He loves it. Fauci fucking loves it. The role he was meant to play. And like I said, a lot of people had to die for so-called Dr. Fauci to get his big role. Might be somebody you know. Might be somebody that you know who's on their way to being one of his collateral damage victims. Says the same thing time and time again. He said the same thing almost. I think he could have a playbook at this point with all of his bullshit schemes through the years. Same rhetoric, same bullshit as early 2020. And those, in many cases, parallel his rhetoric in the 80s over HIV AIDS. This guy does nothing based on science. He sits there and fucking actually claims that he's science. How fucked up do you have to... It's like out of a movie. And so when he says, we'll
make decisions based on the science and the evidence the way we always do, but you want to be prepared to do anything and everything.
Oh, he is prepared. He put a fucking ice pick through your neck.
That's the reason we're playing such close attention to this and why we're all over it.
Four fucking people had this in Africa. Four people, all vaccinated, by the way. That escaped the conversation. The two midgets, they can put their heads together and make an ass out of themselves. These two midgets. Now she doesn't talk about where it came from, how they found it, supposedly. I don't even fucking think it exists, but hey, why let facts go?
Show me the science, Dr. Fauci. How dare you question me? You're questioning science.
Hey, do you have any proof this fucking thing exists?
Oh, the people in South Africa.
The people in South Africa. The people in Africa. That's where you're getting it from?
And the people in Israel, the Israelis locked everything down.
Oh, you mean the Israelis that say that the jabs that you're selling have 39% efficacy? Those Israelis? See, it's hard to keep up with the bullshit. That's our job here. And now so-called experts are saying, well, you know, because of this,
Omicron variant, the vaccines have, at best,
a 40% efficacy. Oh, really? How would you fucking know that in 4 or 5 days? Really? Where are the tests? There are no tests. It's all bullshit. It's all fucking bullshit. You understand? There are no tests. There's no facts. There's no data. There never has been. There's spin, there's narrative, there's lies. Where's the information? You're saying that vaccines are 40% efficacy because of this. That's been out a couple days. What about all the vaccine injuries that happened before this? And the vaccine deaths? And the millions of people who listen to you, 2 and 3 jabs in, who continue to get COVID? This fucking mystery variant is responsible for that? You expect us to buy that? You'd be a special fucking kind of an idiot to buy that. Of course, I think if you move the words of the letters of Omicron around, the Greek word Omicron, I think it spells moronic. A little wordplay, a little word puzzle. Take that to your next Scrabble game. Of course, you don't need to play Scrabble when you're playing Scramble. But just think of the lunacy of this, right? I'm just on a sidebar here. If the Israelis, who are 4 jabs in, headed for their 5th, I mean, these guys are real cement heads, are saying that the efficacy of these jabs is 39%. And the experts are saying, well, it's 40%. Well, that means 40% minus 39% is a negative, which means they don't work in any case, if you do simple math. Last time I checked, the 39 minus 40 is a negative number. They can't even get their fucking facts straight. But you don't have to get your facts straight when you go on with a fellow midget, mental midget and physical midget, Stephanopoulos, and he throws you a softball, says, ask you any questions. Like, where's the fucking information? Like, where's the science? Where's the data? Where are the studies? Where's the evidence? Fauci says they want to make decisions based on science and evidence the way we always do. Haven't done it one fucking time in 50 years. Not once. Not once. And don't kid yourself, they are prepared to do anything and everything to fuck you, and they're doing it. They're doing it right on cue. While you are celebrating the holidays and not paying attention to this, and rightly so, I think most people I talk to are like, variant, get the fuck out of here, variant. They're going to try this again? Yeah, they're going to try it again. New York Governor Hochul declares state of emergency over Omicron. This dumb bitch declared a disaster emergency for the state in anticipation of the newly identified Omicron variant. There's no cases in New York. None. But of course, New York has to play their role in creating another wing of the pandemic. You know, they had previous former Governor Andrew Cuomo kill fucking people. He was also prepared to do anything and everything, just like Fauci was and has been. Not to feel left out, the new interim governor, Kathy Hochul, a real psychopath, by the way. A real ice queen. She's playing her part in declaring a state of emergency for the entire state through January 15th. And then she'll evaluate if the order needs to be extended. Thank God we have these people who can just wave a fucking pen and lock you down. And you dummies in New York continue to take it up the ass. Yeah. There's no other way to put it. I guess a lot of you guys like that. Anyway, gang, there's not a fucking case of this in New York. There's not a suspected case. There are no cases. I'm sure that'll change in the next couple days. Anything to lock you down, folks. executive order to fucking lock you down from the same bitch who just fired a lot of people in the medical industry because they wouldn't take the vax. But this is impervious to vaccination, so how could this make any sense?
Oh, wait a minute. Big Pharma's working on it. I'm sure they're going to have a booster available.
This is, you understand where this is going? It's all about the money. Look, one of the tenets of the show, as we listen to pigs, we talk about troughs, etc., and pigs and swine. One of the tenets of the show is follow the money. If you're not doing that, you're fucking up. It's just about money and control. I'm fucking you up. And taking control of the economy and destroying it. Because you can't keep rolling out this scheme. And believe me, they can roll this fucking scheme out any way they want, upside down, sideways, as many times as they want. As long as you put up with it, or as long as they collapse the economy, you don't have a choice but to put up with it. So you have criminals like this signing executive orders to fuck you. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And what better place than New York State, where it all started, where they wiped out people on fucking ventilators, elderly population, and long-term care facilities and nursing homes, killed them. Killed them and pitched it as, oh my God, the world's ending, fucking Chicken fucking Little, running around, bringing this
refrigerated trucks. There's refrigerated trucks in the street. They're all dead mobile morgues. You're all gonna die.
Fuck yeah. Wait for the double E. The railroad don't run no more. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Poor, poor, pitiful me. These young girls won't let me.
I mean, you can't make it up. This bird brain bitch is pretending that she gives a shit and that she's concerned about hospital capacity. The same bitch who just forced out healthcare workers and created, through his dopey state mandate, vaccination mandate, and created the fucking situation. They create the crisis. Then they swoop in with their fucking capes on and say they're going to solve the crisis. They don't solve anything. These assholes couldn't figure out a one-color Rubik's Cube. But they're going to swing in and solve all the problems they created. No, they're not. They're created for a problem. Just like they're trying to fucking collapse the entire economy. That way they can do anything they want. Don't think it's not happening. See the stock market on Friday? Open half the day. Fucking ugly. Lucky they closed it early. It was scheduled to be closed early, of course. But here we are. There's not a fucking case in New York. Do you understand the insanity of this? This is like shutting New York down for Ebola.
Is there a case yet, Governor? No, but just in case there's a case.
Who the fuck are you, bitch? Who are all these little bitches shutting things down all the time? Who the fuck? Why are you listening to these people? They should have no dominion over you. I told you this. I wouldn't listen to a fucking word they said. Nothing they do is going to hold up in court. Oh, I'm going to get a fine. Are you going to get a fine for being a fucking pussy and not living your life? That's what you should be fined for. Money? You're worried about money? What about being a goddamn sissy?
I'm worried about getting a fine.
Oh, money's going to do you good. When you don't have any self-respect or dignity, you fucking loser. God damn. Fucking go.
Yeah. We gotta turn the bass up on this one. Check it. Since 1516, minds attacked and overseen. That problem is the ruins of this empty dream. With their borders and
boots. They're gonna shut down the global borders. Go home and stay home. And Biden is expected to do that today from outside the country. There's been a handful of cases in Africa and other places in the Middle East. A handful of cases. And to shut it all down. And the UK Prime Minister Boris Mophead Johnson ordered an immediate return to compulsory wearing of masks indoors and out. Why? Why? Because they can. That's why. The virus strain has now been found everywhere from the Netherlands to Hong Kong and Australia, where authorities Sunday said they had detected it for the first time in two passengers. Southern Africa, who were tested after flying to Sydney. Can you fucking believe it? Handful of people worldwide, they're going to shut the whole world down. You don't think this is a fucking script? You got to wake the hell up. I'm trying to tell you people. Nothing to do with science. It has nothing to do with mutations. It has something to do with mutants, but not mutations. Bureaucratic mutants. We have enough of them in this country. This is a global fucking script. If you know so much, what's the end game? The end game is to crash the fucking economy worldwide and make you a bitch dependent on these psychopaths. That's the game. Oh, and by the way, along the way, the rich get richer. In many different ways. One, they get a piece of your wealth, because where does your wealth go? Where does it go? It gets kicked up. It's a fucking pyramid scheme. You just didn't know that you're part of one. That's number one. Number two, they can make a whole lot of payola too. Adding things on your back, tax-wise, and paying their friends. Trillions of dollars started under your fucking Lord and Savior, Trump.
He's on our side.
Yeah. Yeah, right he is. Sure he is. He's on your side, all right. Whew. Folks got to wake the fuck up. You know, you could bust my chops for telling you the truth. I don't give a fuck. I told this to a number of people this weekend on pain.tv. I don't give a fuck. You make me the boogeyman. You don't even have to listen to me. I don't care. I'm not going to change. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I know more than fucking you guys do when it comes to this stuff, because we know a lot of players, and I talk to so many people, and I know what the fuck's going on. And a lot of this stuff I knew prior to the election. I'm just smart enough. I'm not going to run into traffic. With the hive mind, with the maniacs out there, I'm not going to run into traffic and tell people what the fuck's going on. I'm smarter now. I paste things, and on pain.tv, etc., and on Hotwire, if I got something to drop, if I got a bomb to drop, I'll drop it there. Because the people that are on there are of the proper mindset to listen to these things. They're not sycophants. They're not robots. They're not cheerleaders. They're not cement heads. So if I got something to say, I say it on pain.tv. I'm not going to run in traffic against a bunch of sycophants and neophytes and largely children. You know what? They're not going to get it anyhow. That's why we went to a paywall format. We spent 5 years telling the masses what was going on. And yes, it worked to a certain extent with the FBI and DOJ. It doesn't work with this stuff. This is much heavier stuff. Well, you can see it's a global scheme. You got this South African doctor came out of fucking nowhere. And she says, so you folks missed the fucking point of this. I saw this shared so many different places, I just I'd shake my head. So I'm happy to talk to you folks about it. South African doctor says the Omicron variant symptoms are usually unusual but mild, in quotes. This is according to your friends at Fox News. Of course, Fox News is in on these things, too. The South African doctor who first alerted authorities to the presence of the COVID-19 Omicron variant reported that it presents unusual but mild symptoms. Dr. Angelique Coetzee, a board member of the South African Medical Association, first noticed otherwise healthy patients demonstrating unusual symptoms on November 18th. The symptoms were so different and so mild from those I treated before, she told the Telegraph. It prevents mild disease and symptoms, being sore muscles and tiredness for a day or two, not feeling well. So far, we've detected that those infected do not suffer the loss of taste or smell. They might have a slight cough, but there's no prominent symptoms. Of those infected, some are currently being treated at home. First found in 4 fucking people that were completely vaccinated, according to these people. So people are sharing this story saying, they're locking things down for a variant that creates mild symptoms. And you're legitimizing the entire fucking scheme. You fell right into their trap. Ask this broad, where's the proof? Who the fuck gave you the pedigree to figure this out? You think this dope in South Africa, this no-name fucking doctor with a shitty CV, a shitty resume, that somehow she's figured out a new variant all on her own? No. No, she's just the front person so that the World Health Organization can come out and shove this down your throat. Feeling tired. I have some patients who feel tired. Oh, my God. It's a deadly variant. Fuck out of here.